This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and joining us today is Jackie Giuliano. We head back to the US. Jackie, welcome onto the Kona Edge once again. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Jackie, you told me in our first chat that the swim is not your strongest of the three disciplines. It's something you have to work on a lot. You've worked on a lot on it in the last year. As far as the one thing you said to me was your form, your technique's probably not as good as it should be, and that's what you're focusing on. How do you decide if it's a technique issue or if it's a volume issue? Has that crossed your mind? Is it a case of maybe you think you just need to try and swim more and that's going to solve the problem? When do you decide, you know what, it's more of a technique issue than a volume issue?
For me personally, I've always been more of like an endurance athlete. Like, you know, I could go run forever and bike forever. But so I think knowing my body, like that I'm very endurance strong, I knew right away it had to be something with my technique. And I had been doing like, you know, a decent volume of swimming and just not getting any better. And I remember thinking like, you know, with running to get faster in the marathon, you need to get faster in the 5K. So wouldn't that work the same way in swimming? And sure enough, like that's been kind of what's gotten me to be better, is doing like the shorter, faster stuff. And then I can hold it for longer because I have that endurance already.
Let's talk about some of the technique-y things that you've had to change. Some of the mistakes, I say mistakes, but some of the little things you were doing incorrectly that you've changed. What are some of the things you've worked on?
For some reason, when I have my hands enter the water, I like rotate my hands in so that my thumbs are, I guess, perpendicular with the water. And I don't know where I developed that habit, but that's not a good thing. So I have to make sure it's almost like I'm slapping the water in a way. Like I think of it that way in my head so that I don't rotate my thumb in. And it never caused me to like, you know, swerve or anything in the water, but it was like I didn't have a good catch because of it. So, and that was another thing that was really important to work on, is before I jump in the pool every time, now I have one of those little stretch bands that I attach to one of the ladders of the pool and just do some kind of like high elbow, I guess, pulling the band back to really like reinforce like that's the muscle that needs to be working as I'm going through the water and not keeping my elbow up more.
Do you find that the longer you swim, like the longer sessions, you get almost lazy and you end up going back to those old habits? Or is it something that you have to be conscious about the whole way through and still are conscious about?
Yeah, and anytime I feel like I'm going back into those old habits, I'll give myself like a minute or 2 minute break and try to like reset. I mean, sometimes I'll even get out of the pool and like pull out the band again and, you know, reinforce like this is how it's supposed to feel. Like, don't let your elbow collapse. But if, you know, if I'm really struggling, then I'll just call it. And that's actually something new that I've developed, is like if you're having a rough day and you're doing more harm than good, just pull the plug on the workout. Like it's not, that workout is not going to define your season.
Yeah. And sometimes you end up doing damage, not just physical, but psychological, where your confidence, and that was something we spoke about first time out, your confidence takes a bit of a beating. And like you say, sometimes it's the wiser decision to walk away and come back to fight another day in the right mindset.
Absolutely.
As far as some of the stuff you love doing in the pool, what's your favorite workout in the pool?
So it's something I just started doing recently over this past summer. You know, the normal warm up and everything, but the main set, for whatever reason, I really, really like this one. It's 3x100 with 40 seconds rest, then 3x100 with 30 seconds rest, 3x100 with 20 seconds rest, and then 3x100 with 10 seconds rest. So it gets, you know, it gets harder each time, but for some reason, I really thrive off of that workout.
The more I chat to age groupers, it's funny, Jackie, that I almost find that particularly the really good ones, love the harder workouts, and that's what really sort of keeps them going and fires them up. And you almost, I don't want to say you have to be a masochist, but you're almost bordering on masochism where you're flogging yourself. And you can do it in the water because your recovery is a lot quicker as opposed to doing it on the run. You enjoy the hard workouts, don't you?
I do, yeah.
As far as gains in the pool, what would you say has given you the biggest gain? Can you pinpoint it to one thing or something you've done in the water that's really helped improve?
I really think it's just doing like the shorter, faster stuff with the correct form. Because yeah, you know, my body isn't strong enough yet to be able to hold the proper form if I was to go out and swim 2.4 miles in a lake or something. But slowly building the proper form that I've, you know, now started to fix a little bit with the shorter stuff, really kind of translating that over to being able to do it, I guess, in open water.
Long-term goals, I mean, if I could wave my magic wand, what would you dream of? I mean, what's the goal for the swim? What do you want to achieve?
Oh my gosh, if I could see a 1-0 something next to my name after a swim without a wetsuit, that would be incredible.
What's the swim PR in an Ironman at the moment?
117.
All right. No, there's lots of room to maneuver there. You're definitely on the right track, I'm sure. As far as coaching and getting, you mentioned specific one-on-one coaching. Is that something you would recommend?
Yes, for sure. I mean, the swim is just so hard because you can't see yourself doing it. Like on the bike, you know, you can put a mirror next to yourself. On the treadmill, on the run, you can use the treadmill and put a mirror next to yourself and kind of analyze yourself, or even have someone video you, or do it yourself even. But with the water, it's very hard to kind of, like, you think, you know, in my head, I look like I'm Michael Phelps, but really I'm not. So having someone else have eyes on you, and even if they could use like a phone and put it in the water and videotape you so you can see like exactly what they're talking about, I think that's huge.
Yeah, could not agree more. Well, Jackie, thank you so much for your time here on the Kona Edge today. Once again, we look forward to chatting about your bike next time out. Thank you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.